Good morning, good morning. It's another morning, evening, or night, whenever you listen to this, to always choose love. I am in the heart of nature, kind of. Today, what do I want to talk about? I want to talk about the Chinese farmer story and how in life, nothing is good or bad. It just is. So if you're new to the show or podcast, whatever you want to call this, if you don't know, on June 18, 2022, last year, probably less than half a year ago, just over half a year ago, I got into a car crash. And my boy Justin, I reconnected with him on the Thursday, and the accident was on a Saturday. And as I was sitting on the side of the highway with police, ambulance, and fire trucks around me, in shock, I'm texting my boy. I'm like, I hope the cops aren't mad at me because I'm super chill. I was in shock, but I was super chill. And I texted my boy, I'm like, maybe. I'm like, this is the best thing that happened to me in my life. Because I knew that nothing is good or bad. It just is. It's all your perspective. Life is perspective. Oh yeah, you can pick up my book. I talk about life is perspective. It's called The Belief Algorithm. Check it out. Just Google my name. Or I'll link it in the show description of this show. Podcast, whatever you want to call it. But anyways, the Chinese farmer story. Let me tell you what it is. So, there's a farmer. Essentially, he has some cows. I don't know if I'm telling the exact story, but you'll get the point. He has some cows. Ooh. All right, let this car go by, because I thought I was in the heart of nature. But obviously, it is a concrete jungle. All right, so he has this horse. And the horse runs away. And the Chinese farmer's neighbor comes back. Oh my God, how are you going to make money? How are you going to eat? Because he uses the horse to actually make like a living. He's a farmer. The farmer's like, the guy's like, this is such bad news. The farmer's like, maybe. Next day, the horse comes back with a bunch of other horses. And the neighbor comes, like, oh my God, this is such amazing news. You got more horses. And the Chinese farmer's like, maybe. He's super like even chill about it. But next day, his son rides on the horse, falls off, breaks his leg. And the neighbor comes back. Oh my God, this is such bad news. Your son broke his leg. And the farmer's like, maybe it's bad news. The next day, the military comes to take basically kids to the military to enlist them. But his son has a broken leg because he fell off the horse. And the neighbor comes back. Oh my God, this is amazing news because look now, your son doesn't have to go to the military and maybe die. The farmer's like, maybe. So the point of that story is that life's events are neither good or bad. They are based on your perspective. So it's your choices, the decisions that you make after those life events. So always choose love. You can choose to play a victim. Life's not about what happens to you. You've heard this cliche probably a million times. It's about how you respond to it. So I got into a car accident June 18th. June 19th, I got up, did 75 days, working out, reading books, drinking my water, my agua, my moya, I don't know how to say it in Chinese. Lei Hong Ma. I don't know what Lei Hong Ma is, but I got to learn Chinese too. But the point of the story is there is no negative or positive. It all just is. So yeah, that is essentially the show for today. Let's make it simple. Always choose love. Always choose the thoughts and actions that are in alignment with what love is for you. It's very simple. Life is going to happen to you. Life's going to punch you in the face. Life's going to kick you. Life's going to break your leg. Life's going to do whatever it is that's going to do to you. But you have the choice. It's about making choices. It is the new year. Everybody's like, new year, new me. Oh my God. Blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter. No one cares. You have to get up. You have to do the work. Because at the end of the day, it is your life. It's not your parents' life. It's not your friend's life. And the truth of the matter, no one cares. Everyone got their own thing going on. This person has to pay this bill. This person has to pay this. This person has to go to work. This person has to go doo-doo. Doo-doo, doo-doo. What up, Lulu? I'm not thinking of doo-doo when I'm thinking of Lulu. You should follow Lulu Lee. She's from New York. She teaches inside out beauty. But anyways, that is the point. Always choose love. Choose the fast action that alignment with what love is for you. And I'm out. Time to meditate and breathe. Deuces.